Hello.
Hi, I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is Daryl Green.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I had filed a claim about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I put in my last wages for my last week that I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow it kicked me out. And I couldn't file my claim for this week, so I was trying to get that fixed.
Okay, your wages were probably more than your benefit check would be, so we might need to. Yeah, but what? Yeah, I was going to say we probably need to reopen it.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, what's your Social Security number?
383-116687.
Okay, 383-116687.
Yes.
All right, thank you. And your first and last name again?
Daryl Green.
And your date of birth?
10/23/86.
And your mother's maiden name?
Green.
And your Alabama driver's license number?
766-881.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever worked under any other name?
No.
And you're a male, correct?
Correct.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card takes 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you, and there are fees that will be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I prefer... direct deposit. I think I already have a card. Let me see. Let me check the date on it. It expired, the card I got, so I need another card sent out.
Did you say you wanted to do direct deposit?
Yeah, how can I do that?
Yeah, you can do direct deposit. I just need the routing number and the account number for your account.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. If you'll just get that information for me, we can plug it in here.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm waiting for you. You tell me. I need the routing number and then the bank account number.
Okay, which one first?
The routing number.
Okay, around this 124-303-201.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. 124-303-201.
Yes.
And the account number?
It's 406-772-45.
Okay, 406-772-45. What is your mailing address?
5050 Cypress Creek Avenue E, apartment 706, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
35405. And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
And what's a good telephone number for you?
205-579-2824.
205-579-2824. Yes. Okay, and I've got your address as 5050 Cypress Creek Avenue East, apartment 706, Tuscaloosa, 35405.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following street addresses in Atlanta have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1420 Wickenby Court, 2410 Johnson Road Northeast, 50 White Ford Avenue, 940 Glen Arden Way, or none of the above?
2410 Johnson Road.
And which of the following companies have you ever been associated with? American Chain Link and Construction, KLB Investments, Selective Arts, Century GC, or none of the above?
Say that again.
American Chain Link and Construction, KLB Investments, St. Century GC, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1324 Middle Ring Road, 3360 Bluffport 21, 41, that one, Bluffport? Okay. And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
Okay. And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months? And what was your job title?
Manufacturing, material handler.
Okay. And are you seeking work in that same type of occupation?
Yes.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And if you'll grab a pen and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary pen number.
Okay, one more second.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, your temporary pen number is 8786.
8786?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And hold on to that pen because I've got a couple more things for you to write down and then we'll be finished, okay?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into this website, and you'll need to write this down. The first part of this website is all one word. It's Alabama Works, W-O-R-K-S, all one word.
Alabama Works.
Dot Alabama, spelled out, dot gov, G-O-V. And that's to update your online resume with the Alabama Career Center. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, this is the website that you're going to go to every week. It's www.labor, L-A-B-O-R, dot Alabama, dot gov, G-O-V.
Okay.
And if you choose to do your weekly certification over the phone, then this is the number you're going to call. 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but never on a Saturday. And you're going to make your first certification by phone or internet beginning next week, next Sunday, or this Sunday, rather, which is December 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, then you're going to call this number. It's 800-361-4524. And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, that's it.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
Are you so?
Thank you.